Everyone is familiar with the impromptu trad music session held in many Irish pubs. But since Dublin band U2's massive success in the 80s, the country's rock and pop music has travelled around the globe. It is a great resource for improving your English with examples of all uses of a grammar and a wide range of vocabulary. It is also a way to immerse yourself in the fascinating culture of Ireland. We list 10 of the most popular songs below. So grab your headphones and take a musical trip to the Emerald Isle. The Cause, Breathless. Hailing from Dundalk, north of Dublin, this quartet of three sisters and a brother had their biggest hit in 2000 with a song largely composed of imperatives. Lexically simple and entirely in the present, simple and continuous, it also uses the modal can. I cannot lie. From you I cannot hide. And I'm losing the will to try. Can't hide it. Can't hide it. Can't fight it. Can't fight it. So go on. Go on. Come on. Leave me breathless. Tempt me. Tease me. Until I can't deny this. Loving feeling. Loving feeling, make me long for your kiss. Go on, go on, go on, go on. Yeah, come on, yeah. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You. The Dublin-born singer-songwriter is best known for her 1990 cover of a Prince song, which topped the charts all over the world. It opens with a present perfect plus since clause, with four examples of the modal can in the first verse. It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing. I said nothing can take away these blues. 'Cause nothing compares to you. The Dubliners, Whiskey in the Jar. This is a traditional Irish story song recounting the misadventures of a highwayman, beginning with a perfect example of the past continuous form. Its enduring appeal was enhanced when Dublin rockers Thin Lizzy adapted it as a rock song in 1972. And it was later re-recorded by American superstars Metallica. As I was a-going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol, and then I produced me rapier, saying, stand and deliver, for I am the bold deceiver. Mushering, dumadoo, dumada, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Van Morrison, Brown-Eyed Girl. The Belfast native's early hit is one of the defining songs of the 60s. Using vocabulary of movement to describe happy times spent with his girlfriend, it begins with a past simple question and introduces the chorus with the used to form. Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came, down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping, in the misty morning fog with our hearts are thumping, and you, my brown-eyed girl, and you, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-ti-da, just like that? Sha la 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 ti da. Hosier, Take Me to Church. Hailing from Wicklow, south of Dublin, this singer-songwriter exploded onto the international scene in 2013 with his debut single, a love song mired in religious discrimination. It uses the should have plus past participle form to express regret. My lover's got humour. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. They should have worshipped her sooner, if the heavens ever did speak. She's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick. You heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me, worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen, amen, amen. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins, and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life. You two, one. Ireland's most famous musical sons deserve an article all to themselves, with 15 studio albums to date. Their 1987 hit, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, is ideal for the present perfect. And 1991's One opens with a series of question forms in the present continuous, simple, and future, also using the intensifier Two. Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame? You say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, if I don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, one. The Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, Fairy Tale of New York. Although they formed in London, no list of Irish music would be complete without this hugely influential trad punk band, fronted by Shane McGowan. His poetic lyrics deal with the country's long history of emigration and its sense of isolation, most famously on this now evergreen 1987 Christmas song. Using the past simple and continuous, it recounts a festive season spent far from home and also features the could have plus past participle form for past possibilities. I could have been someone. Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I've built my dreams around you. The boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. Boyzone, no matter what. Irish boy band Boyzone, fronted by Ronan Keating, and Westlife became massively popular in the 1990s, recording mostly covers. This song featured in the movie Notting Hill and focuses on the idiom no matter, meaning regardless. No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true. No matter what they call us, however they attack, no matter where they take us, we'll find our own way back. Paddy Riley, Fields of Athenry. If you've ever watched Ireland participating in a sporting event, you have probably heard the supporters singing this. The 1979 ballad uses narrative tenses to tell the fictional story of a man sent to a penal colony in Australia for stealing food for his family during the Great Famine of the 1840s. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Then Lizzie, the boys are back in town. Considered by many to be the first heavy metal band, this Dublin trio, led by local icon Phil Lynott, released the staple of Irish rock in 1976. The opening verse sets the scene for a fun-filled reunion with a variety of tenses, including the past perfect. Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old man crazy. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.